Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. I'm Tara.
And I'm Karen. And this week's episode is on personal growth, the personal journey. Change and growth and evolution, it's something that you do for yourself. And no one else can do it for you or realize it for you. No one else can start it. But true and lasting transformation, which is really a deepening of your relationship to your capital S self, starts from a place of awareness. And so buckle up. Here we go.
When we talk about personal growth, as Karen said, it's really about yourself. I mean, in the name itself, it's personal. Your journey doesn't look like anyone else's journey. My journey doesn't look like Karen's journey. Karen's journey doesn't look like Sally's journey. I don't know who Sally is, but that's just the name that came up right now. It is, in fact, a journey and not a destination. We are continually evolving, knowing ourselves better, understanding other people. And because we are all individuals, it's going to be different.
And it's going to be different based on our circumstances, all of the experiences. But really, when it comes down to it, it's based on that pure soul that came into this life form, right?
Like, absolutely.
We're all 100% individual. Every leaf on a tree, every star in the sky, every human being.
Yeah. So when we decided today's episode would be about personal growth, a thought came to me as I was decorating my home for the current season that we're in. I thought there was a strange connection to personal growth, because when I'm decorating my house for insert season holiday here, it always starts from the inside first. Mm. So all of these changes are happening inside. On the outside, it's just the same house. And then I get to the outside work. So my brain was like, oh, that's personal growth. You make all of these incremental changes inside of yourself, and soon everyone on the outside can see, because the closer you get to who you are, who you were divinely created to be, that's when your light shines and everyone else can see it.
I love that. It's an inside job.
Ooh, that's a hashtag.
Yeah.
It's an inside job.
Yeah, it always starts within. And if at this point in your journey you're not sure what we're talking about right now, it's okay. You are fully invited to be yourself and to bring your wholeness out into the world. We have to create that safety and security for ourselves first.
First and foremost, that's what matters. So, how have you been showing up in the world? If you've been angry or unsure, unfulfilled, that'll point you to where you are on your journey. Because some of us, like Karen said, you may not know what in the world we're talking about right now. Just think about how you've been showing up into the world. Have you been kind? Have you been generous? Have you been open?
Do you know that I didn't even know I wasn't open until someone said to me, wow, your heart energy is really closed. I was like, what? And I love how it feels like the universe has orchestrated these serendipities or coincidences or these guides, these people to come into our lives, even for just a moment, to pop the light on. And then once you get a glimpse, even if the light goes back off, you're like, wait a minute, there was something there. And you can sort of start to root around in that area.
Personal growth is definitely about illumination. Like,
oh my gosh, that's such a great word.
It's illumination. There is a light that is inherently in you. You came into the world with it by circumstance or choice or whatever you want to call it. At some point, all of us have our light dimmed a little bit. It's not completely out. It's kind of like a pilot light. It's always on.
Yeah, that's what I like to call the big love versus the big lie, right? We come into this presence, this your beautiful, amazing little soul is just pure and innocent and joyful and trusting and loving. And that's the truth.
That is the truth.
That's the inherent nature. That's who we're talking to right now. That's who we're
calling out.
Calling out. Yes.
We're calling you forward.
When I say the big lie, it's a disconnection from self. And it happens when we start to become more aware of the world, right? And we take on these
personas,
expectations. yes. And these ideas of who we are, and we internalize them because we feel in that very fragile infant stage, we need these people. Like for safety.
Our life depends on them.
It depends, literally, our physical life depends on these people knowing what they're doing. Those people, we're depending on somebody else for that. And at some point, somebody's not given 100% of what somebody might need.
Right.
And then it trickles down. You feel you have to take on personas and masks and facades to be loved, to be seen, to be accepted. And that is not the case with the big love. When we are connected to and aligned with the big love, you realize you're valid and important and that you're here for a reason on this earth at this moment in time.
If you're still here, there's still hope. There's still a chance. You still have a chance to get closer to who you actually were born and created to be.
Yeah. If you're moving in and out of your day and you're feeling like something's missing, right? Because I think we all know, like there's a feeling, I think, in the back of our mind that's like, I remember something. Like something's off. You know, if we're unhappy, if we're disappointed, if we're misaligned, if we're disconnected from ourself and our authentic deep truth, then we feel it somewhere.
Absolutely.
We feel it somewhere in our consciousness, in our bodies and in our energy that something is off. And I'm gonna oversimplify this, but all we need to do is literally come back to the idea that we wouldn't be here if we weren't necessary.
Yeah. Hmm. I feel that when you're talking about the big lie versus the big love, as we're speaking of it in context of personal growth, that moment when you realized you're out of alignment, there are stages to everything because we as humans like to have things, you know, lined up. But personal growth is never just linear.
No. Yes.
It's more like an infinity symbol because there are different areas and different ways that you're like, I want to grow in this area, be it in my romantic relationships, in my professional relationships. When you're talking about big love and big lie and the misalignment, that awakening that happens is when you know you're on your journey back to yourself.
And when you're experiencing it in one area, it's inevitably going to affect the other areas because it is all connected, right? And whatever that spark is, whatever that desire is to know yourself more deeply, to know yourself better, to present yourself to the world in a holistic and empowered way, then it's a spiraling. Yeah, I love that infinity symbol idea. And to me, it's like it just keeps spiraling.
Yes.
You know, the more you become aware, the more you become aware. And the more you become aware, the more you become aware.
Yes. Like self-awareness is a key component of personal growth.
100%. Yeah.
And then if you are listening to this and you're feeling unfulfilled or just generally lost, that means you've started your journey.
Right. Yeah. If you're discontent in any way and you're aware of that discontent, that's actually a beautiful sign. It's a beautiful thing. It's a good thing because that's showing you something. That's showing you somewhere. That's that little crack that lets the light in. That's showing you the portal. If I go into that and inquire, get curious, why am I discontent in this way? What does that feel like? What can I do about it? We have choices. We were talking briefly before we hit record about choices versus decisions. Choices being, you know, the different things that are laid out, the different paths that we could choose. And free will and choice is 100% one of the gifts of being a human in this body. Deciding, however, is a stronger version of a choice. I feel discontented in my job, per se. Let's just say, if somebody say, I feel discontented in my job. We can be like, well, why is that? What would you rather be doing? What brings you joy? It can lead to all these little questions and these baby steps that lead you to, oh, this is why. And you can even stay in that job knowing yourself better and having a different perspective.
Right? Showing up differently.
Showing up differently. Like, no offense, everybody, but it's not them, it's you. Whatever the circumstances are, if you're unhappy or you're discontented, frustrated, angry, all the things, that starts with you. That's the inside job that we're talking about, right? That's your responsibility. And some people don't want to hear this. They're like, wait, I have to do this myself. That's why we have that sort of that herd mentality, right?
Yes.
They're like, wait a minute. I got to take care of this for myself.
For me.
I'd rather just have somebody else tell me what to do. But you have to take back your power about it because you are the only one that can lead yourself.
And for me, the biggest awareness about adulthood, I'm responsible for myself, how I show up, how I respond. No one else is.
Yeah. And I think it starts with that very coming out of the nest of like graduating high school and then deciding what you're going to be doing and realizing that you are literally a physical entity separate from your family and that you have a say in how you want to move forward. And that for most of us, well, I know for me it can be terrifying.
It is absolutely terrifying.
Like, wait a minute. Like, that feels like just the safety net is just pulled out from under you, and here you are out in this big world, like, naked, wondering, looking around, going, does anybody else feel this way? Like, what's
happening? Yes, everyone else actually feels that way.
And they do. And you begin by it's that physical responsibility for yourself, like feeding yourself and making sure you get enough rest and making sure you're doing all the things job-wise or college-wise or whatever it is. And then it's a financial realization. Oh, I have to do those things so that I can afford somewhere to live and that I can get to my job, you know. And then it just sort of rolls into all of the other components. We're emotionally responsible for ourselves. Mm. Now, that's a big one, because if we keep putting the onus on other people for our emotional health and our emotional safety, we never gonna get it.
Right. You will always be unfulfilled.
Yes.
Discontent, unsatisfied, because you are looking externally for something that should be coming from inside of you.
Yeah. And you know, in the mind, tricky, slippery, ego mind.
Beautiful thing that it is.
Beautiful computer that it is. An amazing organizer and decider and all of those beautiful things. It likes comfort. It likes same. It likes knowing. It likes ritual and routine. It likes the grooves in the record that it has cut up to this point. It does not want us to pick up that needle and put on a different record.
Because then it has to fire new neurons, new pathways, new connections. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of work.
That's the fear speaking, right? We talk about the big lie. The big lie is rooted in fear, and the big love is rooted in, yes, love.
Love. And personal growth is a continual journey, finding out new things about yourself so you then can in turn look at other people differently. Oh, I empathize. I can have compassion for someone else because I don't actually know what they're going through.
Mm.
They could be going through something really, really big and they're showing up in the world in a not so good way. If you take a moment just to step back and it's like, okay, what is this person going through? How can I help them?
Mm.
Versus, what is wrong with you? Why are you behaving this way? Da da da. It's an attack instead of coming in at it from love.
Love and understanding, compassion, grace. Yes.
We're always reflecting. We're always growing on that infinity loop of personal growth.
Mm. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the steps.
Because that's how my brain looks at things. As humans, we like it to be linear and to fit into packages. And again, personal growth is by no means a linear journey. We loop around, we get stuck, we go oh, yay, we figured it out here. Oh, wait, there's something else that I need to learn about, you know, myself or my spouse or my kids. The first, I guess, phases or pre-phase would be the unawareness. And then you realize, like, something shifts, like Karen said earlier, something clicks in you and you're, I'm not quite happy. There is more here. There's a remembrance that happens. It's like a unfamiliarity that leads to the Great Awakening. Something more is here. And then as you dig and you dig a little bit more, you go into the next phase. And that's what I'm affectionately calling the Shadowland. I say to my friend group, my social circle, over and over again, I love all parts of me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, when you're in the Shadowland, that's where the ugly comes in. And you're like, oh, that's a very dark corner of my mind, of my heart. And you can choose to not deal with it and ignore it and just stay in the awareness. Like, I know there's more to me. You could choose that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I want everyone listening to know that there is more beyond the Shadowland. But right. You have to go through the Shadowland. You have to.
You have to walk into the cave. You have to walk into the cave to get out the other side, right? You have to look at it and think, wow, these dark parts exist in me. I'm human. I'm all of the things. I am masculine and feminine. I am dark and light. And I just recently started embracing these shadow parts of myself. We shut them down. We close the door on them because we've been told or we've taken on that that's not okay. That part of you is bad. Keep that
dark.
Down. Suppress it. Put it over there.
And
right?
When you're in the Shadowland, you are probably encountering some very big emotions. And I want everyone to understand that emotions are not inherently good or bad. It's your reactions to them that can be good or bad.
Emotions are like clouds. They're going to flow through, and they actually are temporary.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do their thing. They're going to flow through. You process, you release, you let go.
So if you are currently in the Shadowland, don't give up.
We're here with you. We know
we've been there. We will probably be there again.
I'm always got one foot in the Shadowland.
It's like, I like playing in the darkness. Karen, get into the light. What are you doing over there?
I'm like, but this is so interesting. There's this facet to me that I completely forgot about. And it's not pretty. And I'm going to love it. I'm going to hug it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to tell it. It's okay. Because you're not perfect. But you are perfectly imperfect.
Perfectly imperfect. When you're in the Shadowland, you're facing your fears, the big lie, your vulnerabilities, your insecurities. That can be very daunting.
Unsettling, ungrounding. Yes.
You got to go through that to get to the next part, which is really
what's the next part?
It's reaction, strike through reaction, response time. You know the things, you're not only aware of where you are, how you're showing up in the world, but you're doing it differently. You're doing it better, and you should be striving every day to be better than you were the day before. And in the response time, you're moving from a very reactive mode of being to being proactive. You're thinking through these things. You're feeling your emotions, but you're not ruled by your emotions.
That's what I love about it, is that you're giving yourself permission to feel the emotions, but they are not charting the course, right? You're taking a step back. Michael Singer talks about this in the book, The Untethered Soul, which is one of my favorite personal growth books. So I highly recommend it wherever you are on your journey, reading that, because he talks about the witness, the observer perspective. The experience of the emotions that we're having is part of us, but we can remove ourselves, take a bird's eye view, and honor and understand that that's not all of who we are. That's not really our experience, or we can choose differently.
Indeed, indeed. And as we've come out of all of the work in the Shadowland, we're putting our knowledge into practice. We are letting go of old stories, the lies that we believed about ourselves, that other people told us about ourselves, that aren't true to who we are. And you're doing that, and sometimes when you come out of the Shadowland and you're responding and you're doing the things and you're putting into practice, the universe will present you with the same test that it presented to you before to see if you've actually grown and learned the lesson that it intended about yourself.
Like, right. the thing that it wanted to show you
about
yourself, that you can grow and evolve, right, and move through it.
And sometimes when we don't learn the lesson the first time, the next time it comes bigger. It's a bigger test.
Can I just tell you how many tests I've had in particular areas of my life?
Yes. It gets bigger every time you're
And
like,
I'm always like, really? Again? I thought I did this one.
That's how it is. I've healed this part. I've grown up in all of the areas of that thing. And then the universe is like, oh, really?
Let's check that out.
Let's do a pulse check really quickly. Let's see if you really mastered that skill. And then we get to the phase that most of us get stuck in, and that's the game plan. You can know the things, you can do the things every now and then, but if you don't have a solid plan and how you're going to approach whatever it is that you are growing on in this journey, you'll get stuck.
Right.
You'll get discouraged.
Yeah, you have an awareness, but then the next thing is like, well, what now? Like,
what now?
What do I do with that?
What now?
What now?
The what now? That's the question.
The what now?
That's the question. What now? Like, okay, I've made it out of the darkness. I've seen some things. I've become comfortable with the ugly.
Yeah. Right.
What now?
Right.
In the what now phase, that's when you're really building your resilience. You don't let those minor setbacks, those two steps forward, one step back situations to completely derail you.
It's just natural, right? As we're growing and expanding, show ourselves some patience and some grace.
So, you know, you're working on your game plan, you're putting it into practice, you are giving yourself grace for those moments when you may or may not be behaving less than. Okay, cool. So once you get to that point, you're probably, you know, at the of the personal growth journey where I say you're walking forward with intention. You're using everything that you've learned about yourself, applied it to your relationships, and you're like, okay, this is how I'm showing up in the world as my truest, most authentic self.
It doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
It will not be easy. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it will not be easy.
It will not be easy, but it will be true.
Well, we sometimes struggle with the truth. Everyone says, like, I want you to be honest with me. I want you to be truthful. But then when you present them with the truth, they're like, oh, no.
That's not pretty.
That's what? Why?
That doesn't feel good.
Right. It doesn't always feel good.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's not good for you.
Yeah. The truth, the truth serum.
When you're moving forward with intention, you are not only showing yourself grace, but you are extending it to other people. You are letting your beautiful light shine. You don't put restrictions on someone else or their journey. You appreciate the journey for what it is and where they are.
And where they are, yes. Yes, I love that. And we can only do that when we can do it for ourselves.
Right. Right.
We can only do that for other people truly and deeply if we can love and accept ourselves. That's the golden ticket right there. Right?
Bringing back the hashtag. It's an inside job.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. I want to say something else about that. Life is always trying to get us to the truth. Like those experiences you said that keep coming up, those lessons, those check-ins,
yes,
the pulse checks,
the pulse check
from the universe. Life is always trying to get us to the truth, to encourage us to connect with our true self, to connect to the one that is loved and worthy, right? To accept yourself. And everything that is happening in your life is happening for you. It's happening for you so that you may grow and expand and change and evolve, as that is our inherent nature. And if we're pushing against that and we're holding on tight and trying to stay small, trying to stay closed and trying to stay where we are that's comfortable, that's not going to be comfortable ultimately.
If you're comfortable, you're not growing.
Yeah. And like you said, sometimes it's just being unhappy with some aspect of your experience. And that's the door.
That's the door. That's the way. That's the path.
Go through that door.
And I like what you said about the experiences happening for you, like we said in the previous episode. Just that shift from why is this happening to me to for me. You go from being closed off and a victim to the hero of your story, and that's priceless.
I want to read this passage that in The Untethered Soul, which so profoundly affected my life and my journey. if you want to grow, you'll realize that keeping your stuff is keeping you trapped. Eventually, you'll want out at any cost. You'll then realize that life is actually trying to help you. Life is surrounding you with people and situations that stimulate growth. You don't have to decide who's right or wrong. You don't have to worry about other people's issues. You only have to be willing to open your heart in the face of anything and everything and permit the purification process to take place. When you do this, the first thing you'll see is that situations will unfold that hit your stuff. But in truth, that's exactly what has been happening your entire life. The only difference is that now you see it as a good thing because it's an opportunity to let go.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay, Sister Fran, you want to dance a little bit?
I think it's time to dance. So yeah, so we're going to pull up a song that to me, I don't know, this song just brings the biggest smile to my face. First of all, because it has the world's longest intro in the history of all music, and maybe not. But anyway, it is a joyful message about coming out, coming alive, waking up, showing your true self.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify. So this is a time where I present our QOTD, question of the day.
I love this episode, this part of the episode so much.
Today's question is about your personal values. So the question is, what do I value in myself? So for me, the words that I thought of when this question came to me were really the things that I would use to define myself, and I hope people who know me well would also support those things. The first word was authenticity.
Yes ma'am.
I value authenticity. When I encounter people who are not yet their authentic selves or not on the journey to their authentic selves, we don't vibe well. That's as lovingly as I can put that. We do not vibe well. And that's okay. Like, I respect that. I am sometimes a lot to handle. A lot to handle, and not everybody can handle it because you're not ready. I'm not for everybody.
Oh my God. I literally just watched a comedian and it's literally called I Am Not For Everyone.
That's okay. Everyone isn't for everyone. That's the people pleasing. Like, you want to be lovely and beautiful and everything for everyone, and at the same time, you're nothing for yourself.
As long as you are for you, everything else
falls in line or falls off. Whatever.
Yes, whatever needs to be.
I value creativity. Mm. I value love. I value learning. And most of all, I value joy.
That is awesome. I feel like our lists reflect each other in the exact same order. We say it differently because I came up with some I believe statements.
Yes.
Right? So I believe that we are all inherently worthy of living and receiving love. I do believe we are all worthy of showing up as our authentic selves. There's authenticity. I believe it is our inherent nature to grow and love and be joyful.
Love and joy.
I believe we all have in common the desire to be seen and heard, translate to be known, capital K, and to be unconditionally loved by ourselves first and foremost. You are the most important person to love you. Everyone else is gravy.
That's a t-shirt. Everyone else is gravy.
And last but not least, I believe that joy is our inherent natural state, and there's nothing like laughter to help you remember that. We are here to experience the joys of being human, having free will, and choosing our path, whatever that means for you.
I love that we wrote our statements or our words independently. Mm-hmm. And when we came together as the soul sisters that we are, there's overlap.
Yes.
There are the things that we care about that are similar, which is probably why we're here doing the podcast anyway.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
Even when you think about, you know, your personal values, if you don't know what they are, there are plenty of resources out there. We will definitely share a couple of those with you wherever you found this podcast, on our website. Just take a moment to think about it. Like, brainstorm this giant list of things and then pull out your top five or six. Mm. Don't need more than that. And they are not permanent.
There's no harm in having that conversation with yourself.
No.
What do I love? What do I value? Right, right. Exactly. You can choose. You actually have
a lot of power.
Yeah.
You are very powerful.
You are very brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. I want to read one more list. This is from this book literally started my
journey.
I think it started my journey. And you know what's so interesting about it is that my ex-husband recommended this book to me. And that, I think that's so perfect and funny.
Like, that speaks to those guideposts. They will point you in the direction that you are supposed to go.
Yeah. And it was just a little, pay attention, people, because this was literally just a throwaway comment of like, oh yeah, you know, my therapist recommended this book, which is called You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life by the inimitable and hilarious Jen Sincero. Yeah, so she talks about when we're happy and all in love with ourselves, you just let it go. In the interest of perpetuating radical, reality-altering self-love, here are some of the best ways to win yourself over again. Mm. Appreciate how special you are. Drown yourself in affirmations. Do things that you love. Ditch the self-deprecating humor. Number 6 is let the love in. 7 is don't compare yourself to others. Oof.
Comparison.
She says comparison is the fastest way to take all the fun out of life.
I was going to say comparison is the killer. That's the thing.
This one is extremely important, she says. Forgive yourself. You've screwed up in the past. You will screw up again. Forgive yourself. And 9 is love yourself because it's the holy grail of happiness.
Mm, happiness. It's an inside job.
It's an inside job. Oh, that's so good.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Oh yeah, you pulled this beautiful quote from Rumi. I'm gonna let you read it because I feel
okay. Thank you all for this journey today. The quote that Karen is referring to, I felt that it really spoke about personal growth and your journey, your infinite journey back to yourself. It says, "As you live deeper in the heart, the mirror gets clearer and cleaner."
Mm.
You give yourself grace. You extend grace to others. It's what you're giving.
It's like what you're putting out there. It's not about them.
It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
Always about you.
It's you.
Right. In the responsibility to yourself and others for that grace and that love. That's the secret sauce.
Yes. Indeed. Okay. We've talked about our journeys, the stages that you may or may not be going through. We had our dance break to I'm Coming Out. And
oh my gosh, I love that.
This feels like a natural way to transition to the end of this episode.
Mm.
So I want to thank everyone for your time. Thank you for listening. Wherever you find this podcast, let us know how you're feeling. Remember, friends, diamonds aren't made without pressure. And you, my friend, are a diamond.
Ooh, I love that so much. Yes, friends. Oh, wow. This has been really a fun exploration. We are so glad that you could join us today. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.